Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen about what passed and what failed in this year's legislative session and what bills await Governor Kim Reynolds' signature. Generally, what would you say were the successes of this year's session?
I think we got a lot of good bipartisan legislation passed. I think we worked well together on budgeting for education, SSA, you know, carving out that new transportation money, and we passed SAVE. I think that was a big win. It kind of depends on, you know, what committee or what area you're talking about. I mean, we passed, the governor's still waiting to sign the Hemp Act so farmers can grow hemp. I think the beginning farmer tax credit, raising that annual cap of tax credit back up to $12 million was a big win. Beyond that, it seems like a lifetime ago I've switched gears back into private life.
And as far as things that didn't pass this year, what are some bills or topics that you hope will be continued in next year's session?
Oh, we've got, I don't know, such a laundry list of things. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to put anything down specific, but what my goal is to do here in the interim is to listen to my district and take up their priorities. I mean, like every session and every time there's a General Assembly, I mean, the things you work on are the budget, taxes, you know, how can we best represent and operate our state. You know, there's always agriculture issues. You know, another big thing is going to be the flooding that we're dealing with this year. And that's going to have an effect on our budget for years to come. So, you know, there's challenges and things that we'll hit the ground running with when we get back to work in January. But, beyond that, I don't really have anything specific. Just keep my ears open and we'll take the ideas of my district and see if we can get some good work done.
Another bill that was just recently signed into law by Governor Reynolds was the bill changing the judicial nominating process, giving the governor a majority of the picks for the nominating commission. What did you think of this law passing and how it will affect the justice selecting process in the future?
I don't think it's going to have a huge effect. I don't sit on the Judiciary Committee. This bill, when it started out, was a lot more overreaching. And you know, it's one of those things where, again, compromise is the key word. And, you know, if you want a bill to pass, you have to be willing to compromise and to whittle it down and be able to get the votes. And I think this bill, after going through so many revisions, it kind of whittled it down to what the bill proponents were looking for. And, you know, just it adds a ninth member appointed by the governor to the State Judicial Nominating Commission, has the statewide commission elect its chair. It requires a uniform set of rules for all judicial nominating commissions to operate under. And, and then finally, it just sets a two-year term for the Chief Justice. I thought that was fair, but, you know, beyond that, I think it showed our legislature is willing to work and work together and to compromise and come up with a bill that can get the votes.
And then as far as bills that are still waiting on Governor Reynolds' desk, I believe the sports betting bill, I'm not quite certain, has that been signed yet into law?
That's not yet. Not that I've seen. It's one of those that she's kind of remained, I guess, on the sidelines with. She hasn't really come forward in full support or full against it, and I think she must just be giving it some extra thought.
As far as other bills, there is one that includes a provision limiting the state attorney general's ability to join out-of-state lawsuits. Do you hope that Reynolds will sign that into law?
You know, again, I don't sit on Judiciary Committee. I'm not a lawyer, but the bill made sense to me in the fact that it doesn't limit the AG. It just requires him to go before a board to get permission to chase out-of-state lawsuits. Now, that doesn't mean he can't. He full well can. It's just putting another check in the checks and balances rather than just a dog off a leash just running wild. And that goes for both parties, and parties are going to change power. the AG is, I would assume eventually Tom will retire and move on. So there could be a new party AG in there. And that goes for both. You know, I think it just requires the AG to maybe focus a little bit more on the state of Iowa rather than nationwide. But, and it doesn't mean that he can't focus nationwide. It just also means he has to go before a board and get permission.
There was a bill that passed on the last day of the session that would remove the Secretary of State from the process of changing the Constitution, the state Constitution. That Secretary of State office is responsible for publishing notices for these changes. Yep. So how would the legislature then take over these responsibilities?
Well, it's one of those things where what it ended up being was basically a pocket veto that no one seemed to be aware of in the legislature. So we wanted to take that extreme power away from the Secretary of State, and not that our current Secretary of State even did it on purpose. It was kind of dropping the ball. And so we saw that glaring problem and we fixed it. It will still be published. There will still be public notice, but one person holding the pocket veto for what is a lot of work, you know, going about changing the Constitution, you know, has to pass two general assemblies and go to a vote of the people. And when that process is almost across the finish line and then just all of a sudden one little hiccup in the process and it has to start all over again, it's something that we felt needed to be addressed.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.